القدس لنا، القدس لنا، القدس همارة، القدس لنا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I wish to be able to talk in Urdu so I can convey my message to all of you, but unfortunately my Urdu is not that much impressive, so I will use English as the official language of representing. Thank you very much. First of all, I would like to congratulate you for the holy month of Ramadan as a Palestinian doctor, Palestinian student, to the Islamic Republic of Pakistan as well as the nation of Islamic Republic of Pakistan. And I would like also to congratulate you for the latest event of your marvelous election, and hopefully that it will be the democratic route for the nation of Pakistan to provide them a democratic atmosphere. Thank you again for inviting me for such a conference, indicating that we are supporting and Palestine, Al-Quds, still it's in your mind. I won't take much time of you because it's quite short of time right now, but I want to tell you one thing about the value, the political value of Al-Quds or Jerusalem. Hundreds of years ago, many politicians, many military commanders, they have stated that if you want to rule the world, you have to rule the Middle East. And if you want to rule the Middle East, you have to rule Palestine. And if you want to rule Palestine, you have to rule Jerusalem. Whoever rules Jerusalem ultimately will rule the world. That's why all the sides are towards Jerusalem. But the simple question is that, who has the full right for Jerusalem? I do believe it is a land for all three religions. But I think it was the first Qibla of Muslims. It was the place where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has went through the Isra and then Mi'raj. So that was the political value of Jerusalem. By this conference, you are indicating that still Jerusalem is in our heart. As far as my land is concerned, I want to tell you that that what is called Israel or Zionist, because I do differentiate between Jewish as a religion and Zionism as a racist movement, simply is that they are believing on one thing. Your land, Israel, is from Nile to Furat. But what is not even mentioned in their records, or they don't publish it in the media, they also believe on the secure boundary starting from Morocco to Pakistan. There's a big difference also between the Israeli dream or Zionist dream and what they believe of the secure boundaries for that land, which starts from Morocco to Pakistan. 1993, after the Second World Gulf War, we have been pushed for negotiation. And we do have our own explanation for that. As a PLO, as a Fatah movement, we have our own explanation for that. At that time, we signed the agreement in Oslo 1993, not because we believe on something called Israel. No. We believe that Palestine is the historical Palestine from the river to the sea. But at that time, the political situation was pushed us for that. Anyway, and we believed. And we said, okay, fine, we accepted. But I think now our rules as Arabs, as Islamic nations, have deviated. Where is Palestine in your agenda? Not only as a Palestinian, not only as Arabs, but also as Muslims. Such a conference like that gives me the impression that Palestine is still in your mind, still in your heart. What we need from you is that, the support to stop losing the identity of Jerusalem. We want you to reflect the idea is that Jerusalem is not ours only. It's also yours. And we are the guest. Again and again, I would like again to thank you again for such invitation like that. Your speech was really impressive, encouraging. I'm hopeful to see you again. Ramadan Mubarak for you and for the nation of Pakistan. And thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.